let's visit Gary. We're sitting here at annual meeting time. We've come through a year that certainly has had some weather challenges. We've had this shot of snow in October, but then a beautiful fall looking at where we are in December with 50-degree temps. It's been kind of a challenging year and a crazy year altogether. How would you kind of rate 2023?
Well, I think, you know, you in your opening, Don, summed up a lot of it. It's a year that gave us so many challenges and yet so much reward in many cases. I would dare say that most farmers thought with as little precipitation as we had for the summer that this crop would not turn out the way it did. And in many cases, people are so pleasantly surprised with what they harvested. Not everywhere, but in general, that's a fair statement. But now it feels like, you know, farmers are tired. I think this was a very fatiguing year for them to get this crop in the bin and now trying to decide what to do to market it. So I think, you know, 2023 was just filled with challenge and filled with kind of anxiety because of what weather conditions were, but I think we'll be able to turn the page, market this crop in a way that's productive and turn to 24 with some optimism because we did have precipitation. It's going to give us a chance to roll into next year.
You're focused on that customer. Who is that customer today and how has it changed, say, post-COVID?
Well, Don, my role is to lead all our customer-facing teams and go-to-market activities. CHS has 139,000 individual customers. We have over 40,000 farm customers that we do business with at Soybean Crush, Canola Crush, or through our retail stores. 40,000 customers that spent more than $10,000 with us. So we have a big kind of dynamic customer base that we're trying to figure out how to best serve. And, you know, that doesn't come without challenges, but certainly there's opportunities in there. On the wholesale side, the business-to-business, we've seen a lot of consolidation with cooperatives, big cooperatives becoming even bigger cooperatives. And that's just so they can, you know, bleed as many efficiencies out of their model as they can and get to their farmers with the most efficiency. And frankly, we're seeing a lot of on-farm consolidation. The average age of the farmers actually dropped a little. And that's because of retirement, baby boomers that are exiting that part of their career and their lives. And so that puts more onus on us to look at supply chains differently, look at our teams, sales teams differently. And, you know, rural America isn't blessed with more people coming to work in agriculture. So that's another layer for us to think about how we build more efficiencies into our model to best serve whichever customer segment that we're talking about.
How do you take that mix of the technology that we have today, which is amazing, but still having that relationship with that customer?
Ag is a relationship business, and so we are keenly focused on making sure we've got the best team of men and women that talk to customers by product lines or on farm, because that's what's the most important thing, to understand deeply what the needs of the customers are. And I say often that every customer is custom. They each have their unique challenges and things that are important and their own strategies. So the people come first, and then we are investing our largest investment ever in technologies for customer-facing enablement, and that'll be both for individuals and for cooperatives to bring more transparency, more utility, a deeper connection for their business. People lead busy, complex lives, and the scale of a farm or the scale of a cooperative requires us, a CHS, to provide new tools for them to find liquidity in their day, find efficiency, not have to make as many phone calls, but be available when that call needs to come in. And so for us, it's the investments are important and a vision for how we can be a better supplier for any customer segment.
As we get larger and larger, you know, where do we go from here? I mean, obviously, the scale that we're seeing today can be pretty amazing, especially in places like North Dakota, where we have some large acreage producers. How big can we get?
I wouldn't dare say what that is, because really you'd have to ask today, what are we constrained? Is it weight limits on roads by the Department of Transportation? Is that a limit? Is the amount of people that we can hire, or the ROA or ROI on new technologies that help take people away from some of the more dangerous activities or more labor-intensive activities? So I don't know where it ends, but wherever we're going, it's to best serve the needs of the customer today and try and look into the customer tomorrow. And frankly, we're competing today in agriculture as a global economy. So we'll compare our cooperative structure, our ability to serve will be compared against global, multinational, vertically integrated companies. And so we have to be critical of the entire system and find ways to best serve and become more efficient. Those efficiencies are what's going to make the U.S. farmer and our systems more competitive against those other kinds of structures and global companies. And I think that's the important question, is how do we best serve the customer here and around the world and not necessarily worry about scale.
As you're very familiar, in our footprint that we serve, I think we've got some of the most progressive high-tech farmers in the world. They challenge us every day. How do they do that to you as a co-op?
Oh, well, if it's on farm, it's speed and space. It's the scale of those facilities. They're asking for more automation and digital connections. The cooperatives, it's a deeper understanding about big market trends, a global look, an opinion that is really connected. For years, business was done in a way that, you know, businesses like us would harbor some information as a competitive advantage. Today, because of information liquidity and transparency, information is easy to find. One of the ways we provide value is to kind of clear the landscape and say, here are the simple things that are happening and that we're using in our decision matrix, and we're passing that through to as many customers as we can, because we view that transparency and that information liquidity as a way that will create ongoing value. And then the customer doesn't have to busy themselves with it. They can look at us as a solution provider and being transparent with kind of the facts that are leading us down a path.